The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And for this program, we're going to start out talking about the events and dates of things coming up at Raleigh Little Theater. If you'd like details about Raleigh Little Theater, call the box office at 919-821-3111. And, of course, they can be found online, too, at RaleighLittleTheater.org. Coming up November 30th through December 16th, it's Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step-relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. Then we jump to January, and on January 20th, it's the Triangle African American Theater Preview 19. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. The Triangle Friends of African American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African-American plays and musicals that will hit the stages in 2019. Then coming up in January as well, the 11th through the 27th, it's Measure for Measure. Vienna is beset with brothels and loose morality, and it's up to the Duke to provide some divine intervention. Shakespeare's comedy centers around the fate of Claudio, who is arrested by Lord Angelo, the temporary leader of Vienna. Angelo lusts after Claudio's sister, Isabella, an aspiring nun, and gives her an ultimatum: give up her chastity or her brother dies. Her decision ignites an exploration of agency, abuse of power, and the intersection of virtue and sin in one of Shakespeare's great plays. Then February 15th through the 24th, it's Junie B. Jones, the musical, and there is a sensory-friendly performance on March 2nd. Our Raleigh Little Theater welcomes people with disabilities. All performances are wheelchair accessible. Audio descriptions for those with visual disabilities is provided by Arts Access on the second Sunday of each production. Trained service dogs are welcome to attend performances and classes. In case you haven't heard, KISS is out with its final tour, and it includes a stop in Raleigh. After 45 years, KISS plans to give it up next year. The band has announced the dates for its final tour, dubbed the End of the Road Tour. KISS will play PNC Arena in Raleigh on April 6th. In a press release, the band says this will be the ultimate celebration for those who've seen us and a last chance for those who haven't. To the KISS Army, we're saying goodbye on our final tour with our biggest show yet, and we'll go out the same way we came in, unapologetic and unstoppable. Another new show added to the lineup at PNC Arena is next summer, and that is, let me see here, that is set for Tuesday, June 14th. Apologize for having to look for it there. Tuesday, June 14th, Ariana Grande is going to be at PNC Arena with the Sweetener World Tour. The multi-platinum record-breaking superstar touring in support of her album Sweetener. Ariana's single, No Tears Left to Cry, debuted at number one on iTunes in 88 countries, and with its release, she became the first artist in music history to see the lead single from her first four albums debut on the top 10 on Billboard's Hot 100. So we've got two there, Kiss and Ariana Grande. Okay. Garner Performing Arts Center, of course, in Garner. Saturday, November 10th, Broadway Voices, David Burnham. Join Burnham and accompanist Mark Vogel as they bring their long-awaited Christmas album world debut to Garner. Burnham, known best for his starring roles in Las Vegas and on Broadway as Fiero in Wicked. Performance starts at 7:30. Then Friday, December 14th, jazz dinner featuring the John Brown Quartet. The quartet brings their time-honored bebop and hard bop jazz for an intimate evening of dinner and music. You'll enjoy dinner on the stage, catered by Unforgettable Food Affairs. After dinner, you'll be entertained by Brown's Quartet, bringing new life to some of the best-known classics from the Great American Songbook and holiday favorites. Dinner is at 7. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. And the next event after that is Saturday, January 26th, Garner Performing Arts Center, Broadway Voices, Jeff Creedy. Holly Springs Cultural Center. Friday, November 9th, it's Jerry Carroll. The country comedian harvests a bumper crop of high hilarity in his fast-paced, high-energy show about everyday life. Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, the Dracula Rock Show. Zombies and vampires at a rock concert, pop idol auditions, Shirley Holmes and Dr. Watson solving crimes, all this and more as Dracula inspires fun with the humans. That's Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Monday morning movies in November, the 19th, it's Free Birds, and the 26th, Dr. Seuss, Horton Hears a Who. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 29 and 30, and December 1st, it's Babes in Toyland. Just in time for the holidays, Carolina Children's Theater brings you another family classic, Babes in Toyland. This charming musical tale through the worlds of Mother Goose Land and Toyland will delight you and your entire family. Saturday, December 8th, it's Santa Dance with the Route 55 Jazz Band. Saturday, December 15th, Nutcracker Tea Party. This is an interactive storybook dance adventure, including crafts, tea party treats, and fun for the whole family. There are two performances at 1 o'clock and again at 4. And then that evening, Saturday, December 15th again, Winter Wonderland with the Holly Springs Community Band. And then we move to January. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 17, 18, and 19, it's Girls of the Garden Club. This is presented by Stageworks Theater. For Rhoda Greenleaf, gardening is the all, and the presidency of the local garden club her highest goal. But standing in her way is the incumbent, Lily Bell. How to oust Lily Bell and install herself as president's becomes Rhoda's obsession. Performances each evening at 7:30 and a matinee on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Clayton Center in Clayton, of course, the box office phone number 919-553-1737. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, November 9th, it's Royal Wood. Wood, a Canadian singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer, has established himself as a true musical talent. Since being proclaimed Songwriter of the Year by iTunes, Wood has continued to evolve and hone his musical craft. Saturday, December 1st, at the Clayton Center, a Clayton Christmas presented by the Around Town Singers and Orchestra. The show starts at 7. Sunday, December 2nd, the Nutcracker, presented by Tippy Toes Dance Studio. That starts at 6. Friday, December 7th, Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. The orchestra swings back through Clayton with a holiday show guaranteed to brighten the season. Saturday, December 15th, the Clayton Center, a Christmas spectacular, presented by the Johnston County Chorus. There are two performances, one at 2 o'clock, the other at 7. And we move to January for the Clayton Center, Thursday the 31st, Thomas Kubinek. The one and only Dr. Professor Kubinek is a comic genius, virtuoso vaudevillian, and all-around charmer who gives audiences an utterly joyous experience they'll remember for a lifetime, and the show starts at 7:30. All right, checking on the town of Cary. A lot of events coming up. The following events are from part of the Marvelous Music Series and all take place at the Cary Arts Center. Friday, November 9th, it is Hubak Quintet of Vietnamese origin, Hubak Quoc, skillfully combines Vietnamese and Chinese musical sounds with North American jazz. Saturday, December 15th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful condensed version of the holiday classic The Nutcracker, in addition to a mini ballet demonstration by the Cary Ballet Company's artistic director. The Nutcracker Suite starts at 11 a.m. Then the Marvelous Music Series moves to next year, Saturday, January 26, the Next Generation Leahy. Building on over three generations of musicianship, Doug and Jennifer Leahy and their six children are keeping the Leahy tradition alive through Celtic-based music, song, and dance. At the Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary, Saturday, December 1st, holiday open house. Get into the holiday spirit with some old-fashioned Christmas fun and learn about Victorian holiday traditions while touring the 1868 historic hotel, which turns 150 years old this year. This is a free event. And then Sunday, January 20th at Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary, the Winter Concert Series. Symphony Spotlight featuring Eric Dyke. Join Eric, double bassist for the North Carolina Symphony since 1978. He'll put on a wonderful afternoon of performance that spotlights the exceptional talents of those who contribute to great symphony and popular music. Tickets are $16. All right, here are the upcoming audio-described performances in the area. Friday, November 9th, The Rainmaker. It's the middle of a hot, dry summer in the American Southwest. Lizzie Curry returns home, still a spinster. Jim's carrying on about a little red hat. Noah's badgering everybody. H.C. Curry doesn't know what a father should do. And the town deputy is wallowing in self-pity. Then Starbuck, a wanted con man, strikes a deal to bring rain in this sentimental romance. This is at NC State University's Titmuss Theater at 7:30. Saturday, November 17th, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Fall in love all over again, but watch your step. Deep in a wondrous forest mixed with humans and mischievous creatures, turn the world upside down. Let your heart delight in this magical romance. This is at Triad Stage in Greensboro. Curtain goes up at 2. Saturday, November 17th, Jersey Boys. This is North Carolina Theater. They were just four guys from Jersey until they sang their very first note. They had a sound nobody had ever heard, and the radio just couldn't get enough of them. But while their harmonies were perfect on stage, off stage, it was a very different story. A story that has made them an international sensation all over again. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Tuesday, November 20th, on the Audio Describe performance list, She Loves Me. In this romantic musical comedy of mistaken identity, there is no love lost between Amalia and George, two perfume clerks who can't seem to find a common ground. Then George realizes they've been one another's anonymous pen pals, kicking off a new quest to win her heart. This euphoric comedy with a soaring musical score puts the working class front and center, allowing their lives to be the focus with all the joy and anxiety that falling in love can bring. Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, that's at UNC Chapel Hill, performance at 7:30. Sunday, December 2nd on the Audio Describe list, The Weir. There is no dark like a wintry night in the country. And there was a wind like this one tonight, howling and whistling in off the sea. You hear it under the door, and it's like someone singing in under the door at you. It was this type of night all the boys have gathered, as they will do in the pub, to tell their oft-told ghostly tales. But tonight is a different night because a young woman, Valerie, has arrived in town. She's never heard their tales before, but then again, they haven't heard hers. This is Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2 o'clock Sunday, December 2nd. Also December 2nd, a 1940s radio Christmas carol. A festive comedy mixing heart-tugging wartime pathos with the fun and excitement of a live radio play presentation of the Christmas carol. And a spur-of-the-moment film noir parody. That is sprinkled with delightful music from 1940s-era swing arrangements, Christmas carols and standards, and fun original songs in the World War II period style. This is Cary Players, Cary Arts Center, at 3 o'clock. Sunday, December 9th, Cinderella. And, of course, the musical comedy that's a sugar plum for the whole family, Raleigh Little Theater, at 5 o'clock. Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Carol. Celebrate the season. Scrooge and the spirits are headed back for a holiday ghost story of hope and redemption. One night changes everything as the shadows of his past give Ebenezer one last chance for a future. This is in Winston-Salem, Haynes Brand Theater at 2 o'clock. Then Sunday, December 16th, the Black Nativity at NC State's Titmuss Theater. This is a Justice Theater project, and it starts at 3 o'clock. Okay, Carolina Music Festivals, just a couple of them, November 30th through December 1st, Balsam Range Art of Music Festival. This is in Lake Junaluska. The popular bluegrass band from Haywood County presents 2 days of evening concerts featuring some of the top nationally touring artists in the field of bluegrass and acoustic music. Festival site is the Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. Then December 15th, the Winter Music Fest in Morganton. The Evening of Music is a fundraiser for Casting for Hope, a nonprofit that helps women in Western North Carolina who are living with ovarian or other gynecological cancers through limited financial assistance. This is at the City of Morganton Municipal Auditorium. All right, let's talk about a few laughs coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Friday through Sunday, November 9th through the 11th, it is Andrew Dice Clay. If you've heard his stuff before, you don't want to take the kids. Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, Steve O from Jackass. Steve O, who is Stephen Glover, is a household name, and it all started when he began producing homemade videos of dangerous stunts mixed with comical behavior. Friday through Sunday, November 23rd through the 25th, Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnez J. is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnez the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View, joining the ranks of hosts such as D.L. Hughley and Cedric the Entertainer. Then Thursday through Saturday, November 29th through December 1st, it is John Reap. John made a huge name for himself when he became the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, Season 5. All right, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case that material is not what you or your family might enjoy. Please note that all shows are 18+, unless noted, and none were noted in that list. Okay, at the Lincoln Thinner, all right, let's start that one all over again. Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. Thursday, November 8th, Papadocio with Litz at 9. Friday, November 9th, The Lax at 9. Saturday, November 10th, Will Hogue at 8. Or Will Hodge, I'm not sure. Sunday, November 11th, the infamous String Dusters show starts at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, November 14th, Alan Stone with special guest Nick Waterhouse. It starts at 8. Thursday, November 15th, P.J. Morton with Grace Weber at 8. Friday, November 16th, Runaway Gin, a tribute to Fish. That's at 9. Saturday, November 17th, The White Panda with Kay and New City at 8. Sunday, November 18th, Day 26 and Sammy at 8. Tuesday, November 20th, almost skipped over someone here. QDR Cares, Concert for Carolina at 7. Wednesday, November 28th, Ghost Light at 8. Friday, November 30th, Miles Kennedy and Company, Year of the Tiger Tour with Walking Papers. And the show starts at 8. Saturday, December 1st, Kicks with the Bleeding Hearts and Haven. And that's at 8 o'clock. Moving on to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 and less noted. Wednesday, November 7th. It is Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles. Thursday, November 8th, local band Local Beer, Medicated Sunfish, and Funkel Stiltskin. Friday, November 9th, Tubab Crew. Saturday, November 10th, Mo Lauda and the Humble with Arson Daily. Sunday, November 11th, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar, Be the Moon and Tennessee Jet. That's at 2 o'clock. Then that evening, Star Wizard with Double Quarter Panda. The Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. It just continues. Once you hit one bad, it all goes downhill. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Okay, Wednesday, November 7th, Walk Off the Earth. Thursday, November 8th, Randy Houser. Friday, November 9th, Amanda Miguel and Diego Verdaguer, Siempre Juntos U.S. Tour. Saturday, November 10th, San Jolo at 7. Sunday, November 11th, H.E.R. Thursday, November 15th, Kamasi, Washington. Friday, November 16th, WRDU, Rockin' at the Ritz, Natural Wonder. Saturday, November 17th, Tech Nun. Friday, November 23rd, Manchester Orchestra and the Front Bottoms at 7:30. Saturday, November 24th, Fonseca, Simples Corazones U.S. Tour. Tuesday, November 27th, the Internet Hive Mind Tour. Then Friday, December 7th, a very Get Sad Y'all Christmas. That show starts at 9. All right, checking out a couple of the shows coming up at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday and Saturday, November 9 and 10, it's a rescheduled event. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in concert, Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 both evenings. Saturday, November 10th, Iron and Wine. Sam Beam is a singer-songwriter who has been creating music as Iron and Wine for over a decade, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. November 13th through the 18th, it is Jersey Boys at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 14th, Highland Echoes, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Thursday, November 15th, Hot Rise 40th Anniversary, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, Tchaikovsky's Pathetique, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, and that is 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, November 18th, Triangle Youth Philharmonic Fall Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. And Tuesday, November 20th, the Triangle Youth Orchestra and Symphony Fall Concert, Maymandy Concert Hall at, let me see here, I almost forgot that one, 7 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, most of it anyway, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.